Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, certainly a circle of friends. And we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. We know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. And so we're grateful for just being allowed to come together once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. This morning, we're just glad that the people of God have decided to join each other once again. We're in different parts of the country and different parts of the world. Sometimes people dial in from other countries around the world. So we're just grateful for this platform on this Wednesday, the 21st day of June 2023. This year is just moving so quickly. So we're just glad for God being on our side. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just bless the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. They pierced him in his side. They pierced him in his side. They pierced him in his side for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning for you being our God. We're grateful today, God, because you are everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule and you super rule, God. We are grateful today because you are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. The Word says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God, we are grateful today that Jesus reigns and he rules. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed so that we could be free. Thank you for the stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. We're grateful today because healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory. So we thank you for victory this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have victory over all things, oh God. So we're grateful, Lord, today because we are a part of
We are a peculiar people, a holy nation, part of a royal priesthood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, today for the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon each and every one of us. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us the things that we need to know. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, God. My God, this morning we do ask you to forgive us of any unrighteousness, any wrongdoing, any thoughts that came into our minds that were not pure, that were not clean. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, my God, our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank you today that we continue to walk in the newness of life, and we are new creatures in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds, O God. And Lord, you keep us in perfect peace, O God, as our minds are stayed on thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we just pray for people around this world, O God. So many people are having a life of distress, O God. Many people are depressed, O God, and many are oppressed, O God. So we pray, Father, today for stability in the minds today, O God. Hallelujah. Heal the minds, the spirits, the souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today that the hunter of souls that makes them fly will be destroyed, the devil himself, oh God. We have power and authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the truth of the matter is that we have you on our side, oh God, and you're doing great things, oh God, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. You're taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. We praise you this morning, oh God, because we can run through a troop and leap over a wall, oh God, because we have the power and the anointing, oh God, to destroy yokes and bondages this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you this morning, oh God, because we are redeemed from the curse of the law, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, this morning we break all generational curses of pride and lust and perversion, oh God, rebellion, witchcraft, oh God, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, oh God. We come against these evil spirits out there, oh God, the addictions that people are dealing with, death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for the spirit of salvation in this United States of America. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that evil antichrist spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nation to come to the light, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we make supplication, we pray and intercession, oh God, and give thanks for all the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation, oh God, that we might have a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that our leaders will be just, oh God, and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray that the Lord will rule over our nation and let our nation be glad and rejoice today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we pray that all the people of our nation would turn to the Lord and worship him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray that the darkness will be removed from the eyes of the people, oh God, and that the stony hearts will turn to hearts of flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I pray today that the glory of the Lord be revealed to our nation, oh God, and that all the inhabitants will see it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we pray that the nation, our nation, United States of America, will look to the Lord and be saved today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah, I decree this morning that our nation is the inheritance of the Lord, and let him possess it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We pray for the children this morning, oh God, that you heal the hurt and the pain that many of them are experiencing. experiencing, oh God, at the hands of those who are supposed to be taking care of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Some children are on the verge of suicide, oh God. We bind up that demon of murder this morning, oh God. Suicide, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. We lose the spirit of life in Jesus today, oh God. I decree and declare that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for just bringing the children to you, oh God, teenagers to you, oh God, giving them an opportunity, oh God, to ask you for forgiveness, oh God, before it's for everlasting too late, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, oh God, who are sexually molesting our children, oh God. Some of them are in the schools, oh God, daycare centers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our churches, oh God, some of them are molesting the children. We pray, Father, today that you heal these perpetrators, oh God, that they will ask for forgiveness, oh God, and stop these evil, heinous crimes against our children, oh God, and that they would come to the Lord and ask you to forgive them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, God, today that they will become overcomers, because greater is he that is in us, oh God, than he that is in the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girded about with truth, oh God, and we have the blessed breastplate of righteousness, oh God. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God. Lord, we take the shield of faith, oh God, and we're covered with the helmet of salvation, oh God, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to come against every trick and scheme of the devil, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, oh God, and as people come to you, oh God, that they will see and have the same opportunity in you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We do pray, God, today for little babies, oh God, who were born prematurely, oh God, that you bless their lives, oh God, and heal their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. There is a need for healing this morning, oh God, all across the land, oh God. Many people are sick, Lord. Many people in the hospitals, oh God, with fevers, oh God, and some are not able to get a good, right diagnosis, oh God. We pray, God, today that you heal the people this morning in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, you said we are healed, oh God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we decree and declare healing, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. There are those who have high blood pressures and sugar diabetes, oh God, scoliosis and multiple sclerosis, oh God. We pray, God, today that you heal the bodies this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That you heal and deliver, oh God, those who have heart trouble, oh God, those who may have had a heart attack, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Kidney problems, oh God, problems with the spleen, oh God, and hip, oh God, hips being replaced, oh God. We pray for that. Those who have had knee replacements, oh God, who are suffering, oh God, with pain, oh God. We pray, God, today that you heal those knees, oh God. Heal the hips today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today those who have sinus infections, oh God, that you heal that colds and flus and COVID, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. There's so many sicknesses and diseases out there, oh God, and we do decree and declare today, oh God, that we are being healed, oh God, by the stripes of Jesus, Lord. That those, oh God, who may have something in their bodies, don't know what it is, oh God, there, God, we pray for a supernatural miracle healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that the healing will take place right now. Oh, God, there are those who have different kinds of cancers in their bodies. Oh, God, we decree and declare that the cancers be dried up and shriveled up, oh, God, and that these people, oh, God, will have the victory, oh, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God. Some may have lung cancer, breast cancer, oh, God, brain cancer, oh, God, blood cancer, leukemia, Lord. We pray for the healing of the bloodstream this morning, oh, God. Prostate cancer, oh God, uterine cancer, Lord Jesus, whatever the cancer might be, God, we pray and thank you, Lord, today that you heal and deliver this morning, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Those who have had operations, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today that you heal those bodies, oh God, and draw the people or those who are not serving you right now, God, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ today, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will choose today whom they will serve, oh God, that it will be you today, God. There are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. So we pray pray, God, today that they would decide to serve you, God, and serve you for the rest of their lives, oh God. As we prepare for eternity, oh God, we realize eternity is a very long time, oh God, and we all want to be ready, oh God. We pray, God, today that we would not be like the five foolish brides who were out trying to get some oil for their lamps, oh God, but we will be ready, oh God, with our lamps ready for you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we just pray for stability in the body of Christ, oh God, that we will remain faithful to you, oh God, because you are a faithful God. Oh, my God, we pray for the prodigal sons and daughters, oh, God, that they will return to the fold, oh, God, and not let the devil trick them, oh, God, and make them think that they cannot come back, God. So we pray, God, today for the souls to continue to come in, oh, God. Come on over here, Lord. We pray that the people will come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We continue to stuff of your word, oh God, and Jesus, you're welcome to come in and stuff with us, oh God, as we read and study your word, oh God, to be empowered by your word, oh God, to be able to use your word against the devil, against every trick and scheme of the devil, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much, oh God, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Need to just find out who's here this morning. If you would just give your names, and I will continue in the hour of power of prayer. If you're not able to pray, just say listening, and you will know not to call on you for prayer this morning, amen. Individually. Amen.
Apostle here, Anthony's here. Good morning. Yeah. God bless.
Yeah. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes. Sister Wonderland is here. Praise the Lord.
Okay, amen. Amen. All right, we got a prophet. We have amen. Go ahead.
Good morning. Pastor Scholastica here, listening in agreement.
Amen.
Good morning. That's Sister Yvonne. This is Sister Yvonne. I'm listening. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to hear your voice, Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, beloved Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Fellowship. Lucinda here. Good morning.
All right. Good to hear your voice. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Sister Mary listening.
Oh, Sister Mary, God bless you. Good to hear your voice. All right. Okay. Well, we're glad for those who have spoken up and given your voices, your names this morning. We do appreciate you. So we're going to see if our Lucinda will be able to lead us off in prayer. And then our Sister Wonderland and Apostle Horsley, are you able to pray in that order this morning?
Yes, that's fine. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, beloved. We gather together, and two and more are gathered together in your name, Holy, Blessed Lord Almighty. We just love to thank you for this fellowship, and when two and more are gathered together in an agreement, then you are surely in our midst, Father, and we just love that our prayers can come to you. And Father God, we just thank you for this bright and cheery day that we have, and that this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Praise be to God. Amen.
Father God, right now, in the mighty, precious name of your dear, darling son, Jesus, oh God, we come to you humble as we know how, thanking you for allowing us to see this new day, a day we've never seen before. Lord, we thank you for this even being the first day of summer. And Lord, we are so grateful because we know that you are omniscient, God. You're all-knowing. You're all-powerful, God. Oh, God, you're almighty. You're everywhere at the same time. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up in our right minds. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for our health and our strength this morning. Oh, God, help us to remember, oh, God, that you woke us up because you have purpose for our lives. Oh, God, before we go any further, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Oh, God, wash us in your precious blood. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Oh, God, we thank you for the opportunity that we have, that we can come and, oh, God, give you our prayer requests. And just to thank you for all of your many blessings. Oh, God, we dare not take, oh, God, our salvation lightly. We thank you for the work that you did for us on the cross. Oh, Jesus, you shed your precious blood that we may have the right to eternal life, that we may have the right, oh, God, to live the abundant life, that we can have forgiveness of our sins. Oh, God, we thank you. We know there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, God, we're so grateful today, Lord. Oh, God, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for being our Lord, our Savior. Thank you for being our King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We want to thank you for being our Deliverer. Thank you for being our Healer. Thank you, God, for being our Comforter in the time, oh, God, of bereavement and trouble. Lord, we just thank you. Oh, God, we embrace your Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Oh, God, help us to remember that we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, help us to recognize that it's in you we live and move and have our being. So, Lord, you, oh, God, stretch out in us. Hallelujah. Oh, come on in, Lord. Hallelujah. Restore us. Oh, God, strengthen us the more, Lord. Revive us the more, Lord. Oh, God, help us to be doers and not only hearers of your word. We desire to be keepers of your commandment, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for being the good shepherd. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for every divine provision. Thank you for the blessed salvation. We thank you that we're able to enjoy the abundant life in you, Jesus. Oh, God, teach us. Teach us, oh God, to watch what we're saying with our words. May we bring glory and honor, oh God, with our words in the name of Jesus. Teach us, oh God, to speak words, oh God, that would edify others and even build ourselves, oh God. Oh God, you said life and death is in the power of our tongues. Oh God, help us, oh God, to speak what you say, oh God. Help us not to use our tongues to, oh God, to be angry with people and to be bitter, oh God, and to say hurtful words, or, oh God, to murmur or complain. But help us to use our words, oh God, to edify you, God, in the things that we're saying. Help us to remember that we're living epistles, read of all men, God. Oh God, help us to be great examples everywhere we are. Oh, God, help us to blossom wherever you plant us, Lord. Help us to mature and grow in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let our light shine brighter now than ever before. Lord, we're living in this dark and dying world, but help us, oh, God, to be examples of what people under God should be. God, we thank you for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Lord, continue to bless all of your people on this morning. God, we pray that you would stretch out your hand of salvation everywhere, Lord, and that you would save everywhere, God. Oh, God, those that are unsaved in our own families, those that are unsaved in our communities, in our churches, Lord, everywhere, globally, we pray for global salvation, global global conviction of sin, global repentance, oh God. You said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you said you'll hear from heaven. Then you said you forgive our sins. Then you said you'll heal our land. Oh, yes, Lord, our land needs healing, oh God. Oh, God, our children, oh God, needs healing. Lord, the people in our neighborhood, oh God, our co-workers, oh God, we need healing, oh God, in every area, God, of our lives, oh God, heal emotionally, heal spiritually, heal materially and spiritual, oh God, we need you the more, Lord, oh God, we ask that you would save on every front today, Lord, remember the backslider, Lord, you said that you're married to the backslider. Lord, we thank you on this morning for all that you're doing. Oh, God, heal the sick everywhere, Lord. There's so many people who are sick and afflicted. And, Lord, we pray for these high temperatures in various countries, even in our own country, oh, God. Many people out west are, oh, God, experiencing temperatures above 105, even in Pakistan. We are believing, oh, God, that these temperatures have decreased already. Lord, you are prayer answering, God. Lord, we pray, oh God, against the wars that's being waged all over this world. God, we pray for peace in, oh God, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Russia. God, everywhere, God, there's so much war. In the Middle East, God, we pray against the wars going on there. Father, we just pray for all the nations everywhere, Lord. We pray for peace in Israel, peace in the United States, peace in the Middle East. Oh, God, we are praying for peace for every nation. We're praying for leaders. We are praying for presidents everywhere, kings everywhere, princes everywhere. Lord, we pray for those in authority everywhere that we may all live a peaceful life. Remember our dear President Biden, Father. Continue to restore his youth as the eagle. Oh, God, renew him, revive him. Save his soul, save his household. Oh, God, we pray for our government officials. Oh, God, we pray for our congressmen and women. In the name of Jesus, that godly legislation would flow, oh, God, in our nation. Oh, God, we know that you're able, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for our first responders. We pray, oh, God, for our local officials, our mayors, our governors, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for our constituents. Oh, God, in all parts of the government. Oh, God, we pray your will be done in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy. Oh, God, we come against every demonic plot or plan the enemy have against any of us, oh, God. Remember the visionary of this great ministry. Lord, we pray her body will continue to strengthen as the days go by. Lord, continue to, oh, God, protect her from danger seen as well as unseen. We plead the blood over everything. Family, even that's represented on this line. Lord, your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We cast out, first of all, we bind the enemy right now. We cast them out of the hearts and the minds of the people, and we pray, oh God, your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven concerning all of us, all of your people here, there, and everywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, comfort those who are bereaved on this morning. Oh God, you are the great consolation. God, you are the God of all comfort. Oh, God, rock them in the cradle of your arms. Help them experience your peace during this difficult time. May they experience your strength. May they experience your love and joy, even in the midst of seeming chaos. Oh, God, in the midst of seeming bewilderment, help them to remember, Lord, oh, God, that heaven, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot comfort. God, we thank you. God, we praise you because we know that you're able to take care of all of our needs, even our unspoken requests. We cast it all on you, every concern, every burden, because you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavily laden, and I'll give you rest. Thank you, Jesus, for the daily rest that you give us. Help us to remember to keep our minds stayed on you, and you promise to keep us in perfect peace. We thank you for all that you're doing and what you're yet ready to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Early in the morning, my soul rises to thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for protecting us, O Lord God, from the dangers seen and unseen, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the healing, O Lord God, 100% healing, O Lord God, on Evander's darling body, O Lord God, and everybody, O Lord God, that have not received their complete healing, O Lord God. We ask that you bless our brother Manasseh, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, set free, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would bless every entrepreneur, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. All of those, O Lord God, who are going through a financial time, O Lord God, a financial stress, O Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would bless us financially, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, with wisdom to manage at this time, O Lord God, so we don't really keep winding up in the same situation, O Lord God. Lord God, you're able to bless, O Lord God, that we be able to be well to do, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for the finance, for the ministry of Blog Talk, O Lord God, radio, O Lord God, pray deliverance ministry, Lord God, the circle of friend, O Lord God. Lord God, our soul rise to thee, O Lord God. We thank you this morning, O Lord God, for calling our names, O Lord God, and starting us on the way, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this weekend, O Lord God, and the miracles that you have worked so great, O Lord God. God, we thank you for the families, O Lord God, that you had worked healing, O Lord God, and resolved problems with big issues, O Lord God, that have been on for more than a decade or decades, O Lord God, old problems, O Lord God, that you have resolved in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for every spiritual blessing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you bless families, O Lord God, that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you bless members, O Lord God, people that are going through, O Lord God, with mental illnesses, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would help our young people, O Lord God, to make wise decisions, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We bind the operation of drug cartels, O Lord God, all over the country, all over the world, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you touch, O Lord God, that you make us strong, O Lord God, that you protect all our children, O Lord God, especially those graduating students, O Lord God. Those are the ones, O Lord God, that are going through a time, O Lord God, and those, O Lord God, I ask that you bless my second cousin, O Lord God, that's going through college, O Lord God. They invited them out to the college campus, O Lord God. Lord God, and all those that will enter into college this year, O Lord God, that you would bless and protect them, O Lord God, that they don't hook up with a sorority or those or tasing groups, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that all they need is Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that they get saved, O Lord God, and filled with thy precious Holy Ghost, O Lord God. We bind the spirit of murder and suicide, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you help those, O Lord God, who have dispossession notice on their door, O Lord God. That girl, TT, I think her name is, O Lord God, got a 24-hour notice to clear the premises, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sister works, O Lord God, that need to move in. And her neighbor, O Lord God, they sold the house, O Lord God, and they raised their rent, O Lord God, astronomically $300 more for the month, O Lord God. Have a few days, O Lord God, to pay or quit, O Lord God. Those that are locked up in the submarine, O Lord God, millionaires there, floating somewhere around in the ocean there, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would save those souls, O Lord God, and touch the cup of the hearts of the family members, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For God has spoken once or twice, have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Lord God, we come with the circle of friends, O Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. We are to deserve in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Looked all over, Lord God. Searched all over, Lord God. Just couldn't find no one, Lord God. No one that was greater than you, Lord God. Lord God, for your word said, O Lord God, the things that are seen are temporal, Lord God. And the things that are not seen, they are eternal, O Lord God. So we thank you for your eternal spirit, O Lord God. We pray that each and everyone get filled with your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, that the eyes of understanding be enlightened this morning, O Lord God, through the Holy Spirit of promise, O Lord God. So God, we praise you, Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting me from the accident this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Just a matter of oil on the road, O Lord God. But you were there, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you do not slumber and you do not sleep, O Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. We're what your name deserves. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, O Lord God, to be able to come and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen again. Bless all the grandchildren. I forget. All the grandchildren, oh Lord God, Pastor Scholastica and her grandchildren, oh Lord God, Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, and grandchildren, dear Lord God. I don't know the other grandchildren by name, oh Lord God, but protect them, oh Lord God. Protect them from the fentanyl, oh God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for these prayers. Our sister Lucinda, our sister Lynn, and our Apostle Horsley, we appreciate these prayers. Thank God for everyone who has joined us today. So we're just going to, at this moment, ask for those who have prayer requests or praise reports, if you will go ahead and give those so we'll have them for today. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Sister Gladys. For my family this morning, and just for prayer for them, all the children all over this nation, Father, this world, Father, and also, you know, prayer for the strength, for my strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Apostles have a testimony, hallelujah. It was a song I would sing. I would sing, I'll never shall forget what he done for me. We thank God for a divine appointment. We, the wife and I, we went to South Carolina last weekend. I had no intentions of driving that car nowhere. My body was hurting. Didn't feel like it. Some days you get up there and at this age you just don't feel like doing anything. And then my uncle had called me. And he had said something. And we've been working this here testimony at, it's about, I don't say this roughly, he said I was small, so maybe 40 or 50 years, Lord was working on a division of the family. The problem was that they had separated, and he had two first cousins, my first cousin. We lived as strangers because of a rumor, you know, as someone told, and they built it up, and it caused the family to be separated. But I thank God maybe about 10, 7, 8 years ago, when I went there, they wouldn't let me in the house. But I said, no, this has got to end now. And we prayed. We got in there. We got to pray, and it began to work, hallelujah to God. And God been working on this thing for about 40 years. But when we went this weekend, the last part of it, we got together, and then my uncle's son came there. And then the power of God began to speak and prophesy and begin to tell him to look at the blessing that God had blessed you with. Hallelujah to God. And him and his father wasn't talking. My wife knew a better word for it. There was a problem there. There was a problem with all the cousins. And there was and the people that started, the rumor had died also. But once the Holy Ghost came in, and that's why I've been going to South Carolina so much, once the Holy Ghost went in there and began to work, hallelujah to God, I tell you, God, he's an awesome God. I tell you the power of the Holy Ghost came in, you know. I had a couple of uncles that had passed. They all was in there. They just wouldn't receive you because of a lie. And we had no idea. We had nothing to do with it. We were all small back then. But I thank God for the deliverance, hallelujah to God. Able to speak because the devil was trying to destroy this. Because there was plenty of houses involved, about four houses there, eight houses in another part of South Carolina. And they also have a farm up in Choppy, South Carolina. It's all in that area there, but nobody was taking it. They was just about ready for the adversary to take. But when God came in and blessed and touched everything, we're moving forward now. Everybody have a different view, hallelujah to God. And things are coming together, and I thank God for it. I know it's a long testimony, but I thank God because he's an on-time God, and we're here in this hour of power, praying that God is working miracles. So great. I thank you for the time. Hallelujah. Because there's rejoicing going on in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for unity, Lord. Thank you for unity, Lord. Thank you for unity, Lord. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for peace. Thank you for your peace, Lord.
Hallelujah.
right out of the vehicle and called the police to report it, and
it just was such a smooth experience for the sudden accident that was upon me. And so for God's grace on that, I'm so grateful. Thank you. Amen.
We all also
I want to add one more person to this list. We want to pray for Beverly in the Bahamas. She's a great woman of God. She's an intercessor prayer warrior. So we just pray for her and her family that God will cover them, protect them, and bring the resources that they need in their lives. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Beverly McLean and Jacksonville.
Yes, Lord.
Beverly and Jacksonville,
Lord.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, so let's all come
yes,
to if you haven't given the request, you can share it, and just share it with God as we're praying together right now. So, Lord, we thank you
yes,
so much, oh God, for
right now,
God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Father, for the miracle, hallelujah. For fighting everything suddenly,
together, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for people to call me on the phone, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, right now, Father. Thank you, Father, for you with this voice.
In the name of Jesus,
Precious name, your divine will be glorified.
by your name, Lord God. This is the day that you made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Let us continue to go forth, O Lord God, declaring the works of the Lord, O God. For each of us, O Lord God, live and not die, Lord God, and declare the works of the Lord God. Jesus Christ, I pray for Mary. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord God, that the radiation going through our body, Lord God, will only affect the areas that are fulfilling that great healing, Lord God. Healing our Lord God from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Healing our Lord God.
All the
families,
all families, sisters, all God, in the name of Jesus, God, so we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, as we're coming up to the top of this hour, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your name be blessed, Lord God, bless us throughout this day, bless us throughout this day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, God, thank you, Lord God, you are holy, Lord God, bless you, Lord God, Explore, Lord God, and know the depths of the end of the sea, Lord God. Not man, Lord God. The great work of will, Lord God, of those that's God the reason, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus.
God almighty.
Hallelujah. Thank you for this fellowship, Father, that we can
together in Hallelujah. Thank you, Matchless. Thank you. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you, Father, for all that you've done this morning. So we thank God this morning for all the fervent, effectual prayers of righteous men and women today. God continues to show himself large and mighty through his people. Yes, we are his people. Hallelujah. And we're glad to be here to serve him, to do his will, to honor him, to let him know we really do appreciate him. And that's one reason why we just give him praise. You know, sometimes we just praise him because he is worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. And just to, I just want to read the scripture of the week and just so that we can keep this in our minds. Psalms chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, it says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Verse 12 says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah to the word of God. We appreciate the word. And we will continue to not only hear the word, but we will do the word of God. So we're here at the top of the hour of power of prayer, and we're glad that each and everyone has made it today. And as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all the prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. In fact, every evil thing that the enemy meant for our harm shall turn out for our good. I decree that this morning in the name of Jesus. I decree we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord commands his blessing upon our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. In blessing, the Lord bless us, and in multiplying, he multiplies us as the stars of the heavens and as the sand of the seashore in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are a son of the blessed, and we decree today that all generations shall call us blessed in the name of Jesus. I decree that our seed is blessed in Jesus' name, and I decree that we inherit the land because of Jesus Christ. I decree that the Lord restores to us, the people of God, hearing my voice, your fortunes. He's restoring the fortunes that he did, like he did for Job when he prayed for his friends. And his latter end was better than his former. So we decree and declare that over our lives today. I decree today that the Lord gives you strength if you become weary, and that to him who has no might, he increases power. I decree today that he has given us power to get wealth, and our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to someone. We decree that. Hundreds of thousands are coming to someone. We decree that. Thousands of dollars are coming to someone. We decree that. Hundreds of dollars come to someone according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree today that we are blessed and cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we will continue to resist that devil and he's in the name of Jesus. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our hearts in Jesus' name. So everyone, I want to remind you that I love you. I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes, as we're loving people into the kingdom. Hallelujah, because by God's loving kindness, he drew us to him in Jesus' name. So let us continue to walk in the newness of life and walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. We will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a great day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.